This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and Sri Lanka today exchanged protocols amending agreement between the two countries for avoidance of double taxation and prevention of fiscal evasion with respect to taxes in income. Both the sides also exchanged MOU on training and capacity building of civil servants of Sri Lanka. The agreements were exchanged after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Sri Lankan President Anura Kumarasamanayake in New Delhi. Both the leaders held discussions on issues of mutual interest. A grant assistance of $14.9 million for the signalling project in Maho Anuradhapura section was announced on the occasion. Financial assistance scheme 200 new students each annually from the University of Jaffna and Eastern University until the end of academic courses of the beneficiaries was also announced. Both the leaders agreed to further intensify political engagements at leadership and ministerial levels. Later, briefing the media, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, "The fact that Sri Lankan President Dissanayake has chosen India to be his first foreign destination after assuming office shows the importance that Sri Lanka attaches to the bilateral relationship with India." Mr. Misri said that India has time and again demonstrated that it is a reliable partner and a trusted friend of Sri Lanka. He mentioned that President Dissanayake thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for India's support, especially for the $4 billion aid in 2022-23. Mr. Misri also noted that the two countries are pursuing various connectivity projects, including energy connectivity plans for inter-grid connectivity and a multi-product petroleum pipeline between the two nations. The Rajya Sabha today began a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India, with Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman leading the charge from the Treasury bench to target the opposition on issues of freedom of expression and protecting the Constitution. Initiating the discussion, Ms. Sitharaman targeted the Congress for imposing emergency in the country, saying the term of the Lok Sabha was extended during the emergency without proper justification, and during the extended term, the entire opposition was put in jail. Ms. Sitharaman said it is time to reaffirm the commitment to build India that will uphold the spirit enshrined in this sacred document. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the House, Mallikarjun Kharge, accused the government of undermining the Constitution. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the supplementary demands for grants, first batch for 2024-25. The government has sought approval of Parliament to authorise gross additional expenditure of over 87,762 crore rupees. The centre today said that it has been made mandatory to provide a creche facility either separately or alongside other common facilities at a workplace where 50 or more employees are working. Replying to a question in Lok Sabha, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said to promote balance between work and family responsibilities, several amendments have been made in different acts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will participate in Ek Varsh Parinam Utkarsh, a program which celebrates the completion of 1 year of the state government of Rajasthan. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for 24 projects related to energy, road, railways and water worth over 46,300 crore rupees at Jaipur. The nation is remembering its martyrs on the occasion of Vijay Divas, commemorating India's victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war. The end of the war also resulted in subsequent secession of East Pakistan into Bangladesh. The President, Vice President, Prime Minister and the Defence Minister today pay tributes to the valiant soldiers of the 1971 war. Russia has evacuated some of its diplomats out of the Syrian capital, Damascus, while its embassy continues to function. In a statement, the Russian Foreign Ministry said the diplomats were transported by a Russian Aerospace Forces flight from the Khmeimim Air Base in Syria to Moscow. Earlier, the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed that the U.S. on Saturday made direct contact with the Syrian rebel group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS. And that is the end of this news bulletin.